y'all, welcome back to Lily Her Podcast. I'm your host Ayan Mariah, and we are back here with another Bit Yon production boom. And never played no games, never had, never will. But you know, we are here today with another guest on the orange couch. You know, we love it. And today we have Autumn. How you doing, girl?
Good. How about you?
I'm good. Can't complain.
That's good.
They said they're good, too.
That's good.
Okay, period.
It's like, good to hear.
Now, today we're talking all things identity shift and how it feels, what's the difference between them, and a little bit about Autumn and how she experienced her identity crisis. We is getting all of them into it.
Just a little bit.
Now, I do want to know for you, what is like the first moment that you think of an identity crisis, like the first one in your life? What exact moment do you kind of think of?
For me, okay, so during my sophomore year, I tore my ACL, but I played volleyball for like 10 years at this point. So It was kind of just like, I moved a lot, but that was the only thing that really stuck with me. So that's what I kind of saw as my identity. Like, oh, she's just the volleyball girl.
Good at playing volleyball.
Yeah, okay. But then after I tore my ACL, I tried to be a manager for them and, like, still stay involved in volleyball. But that, like, killed me. Like, being there, like, always being like, oh, yeah, like, I can be an assistant coach. Like, always helping. Like, it was fun because I love the sport. But, like, it really hurt because as much as I wanted to, like, I couldn't play. You know what I mean? And then after a while, I was like, okay, like, I can't be the volleyball girl anymore, so what can I do? And I kind of just observed my life, and I was like, well, like, I tried different things, but what really stuck was my culture.
Okay.
And, like, interacting with the Filipino club and, like, doing different things with my mom at, like, or, like, I did hula dancing for a little bit.
Yeah,
girl, these hips don't lie. But, like, just trying different things, and I feel like that was something that, I mean, it felt like a distraction at the time, but it was good for me to learn more about my roots.
Okay, period. Mm-hmm. So, I know you also are Black as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, my question is, how was that for you? Because I know sometimes people do go through, like, not only identity crisis when it comes down to, like, going through life and like experiences like you said, but also when it comes down to like cultural. So how did those two like play a part and go hand in hand for you? Like, was that something else that bothered you as well?
Yeah,
or not really.
I feel like a lot of my life I was fighting back and forth of which one to be.
Okay.
Like, when
you
I
say which one, what do you mean?
Like, when I was with Black people, you know, I would feel a little out of place.
Okay.
And like, I would feel more standoffish, but then when I was around like other Filipinos, like, I would feel like I was ghetto or something.
Yeah.
Like, when I talked how I talked, they kind of like look at me a little bit, you know.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
But after a while, I kind of just, I learned how to code switch. And I know, like, they say, like, be authentically yourself. I am authentically myself, but, like, in certain places, different parts of yourself shine through more, you know?
Yeah, I understand. You're so cute. She's like, you know? Yeah, I understand completely, actually. And I don't think code switching is a bad thing. I think it's something that, like, I don't say everybody should know how to do, but I think it's definitely a good skill to have. We go through different parts of life, we meet different people, and it's important to be able to establish yourself in the environment that you're in.
Exactly.
So,
and I feel like being able to observe and realize how you should present yourself in different spaces is good for jobs and educational spaces, like safety, even.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, exactly. You can't be throwing up gang around, because that'd be me. I ain't gonna lie.
Just be playing with your fingers.
I'll be at work, like, chewing them with the phones and, like, bucking at people. But I just be feeling like, you know,
you only lose this, like, once at the end of the day.
Yeah, but you are completely right. You got to conduct yourself in a certain way. And it might be okay for me to do that at work. They might let me pass, but in a wrong hood, baby.
They won't.
You kind of have to get it together. So, Autumn, looking back now, though, would you say that both of those situations, did it break you, build you, heal you? Like, What do you feel like you kind of got out of that?
I feel like for the sports injury one, in the moment, it felt like I was being broken. You have to be strong to get through an ACL tear. And I went through it twice, Shawty. Like, you have to be real. Like, it taught me resilience. It taught me determined. And it also taught me to be grateful. Like, I was low-key a little lazy. But, like, now I'm grateful that I can walk. Because I keep ending up on bed rest. I kept ending up on bed rest. Let me not put that into that. Put that in the air, But it definitely, like, I learned a lot from it, and I feel like I wouldn't be as goal-oriented and motivated as I am today if that didn't happen. And then for the code switching and, like, always feeling out of place, I feel like that healed me a little bit because I work at a Russian salon, but, like, I know how to, like, put on a good tone and, like, do what I need to do to get the job done. Like, I always get told, like, oh, you're so polite. Like, you're so sweet. I mean, I see that I am as a person, but, like, there's different parts of me where I know if they observed me being like that, they wouldn't have the same perspective of me, even if I am still that kind and sweet person.
Yeah, I understand that. We all have different, not personalities, but, like, different occasions, different things bring out a different version of us. In middle school, I used to go to, like, a predominantly, like, I don't want to say white, because it was everybody. It was, like,
a cultural mixing pot. Yeah, everybody was there. Yeah,
we was deep. But I do feel like everybody there was very polished. Yeah. You know, like, it was... Even if you was this, then, and the third, like...
Everybody acted the same way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And when I was there, mind you, I was out of zone. So, I was up in there cutting up. I had a great time 7 o'clock in the morning. Like, I was that girl talking to everybody. And I realized that, like, that's still my personality. And that's okay. Like, that's still me. But, like, there, I realized that, like, everybody would be kind of irritated by it. Like, it just wasn't. And they'd be like, Anna, why you got all this energy? And I'm like...
Why don't y'all got enough energy?
Exactly, 7 o'clock in the morning. Right. Y'all here, we about to learn.
Thank God for waking you up. You just got breakfast, twerk, twerk, like,
you know, like, and I'm the only child, so I have a great time when I get in front of people. Right. You know, babe, I get to talk. What are you talking about? And you get to listen. Right. So,
feel blessed.
Exactly. On top of that, so after I left that school, like, eighth grade, transitioning into high school, I was supposed to be going to, like, the same high school that's, like, in that community. The school that I went to, I had to go to a different school, which was in my, like, house zone where I lived at, which, because mind you, which I probably should have said from the beginning, I was driving, like, 20 minutes to go to this other school. The school that I lived in, my high school, like, my freshman year, they told me that I was out of zone and that I was not supposed to, or I couldn't, like, go there. They didn't accept me into the school. Mind you, like, it's orientation.
Right.
So I'm, like, scrambling around. Like, I'm on the cheer team at this, at Lansdowne High School. Mm-hmm. Like, it's my freshman year. Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm going to Bayside High School. Then I've always went to Lansdowne, always been on that side of the motherfucking water, babe. And I just fear as if I felt kind of like the same way, like I don't know, like I did cheer, but my jumps was always higher than them girls because I was doing cheer with the girls that did fame. You know, I didn't go to fame myself, but I did cheer with the girls that did that, so I learned, and I just felt very, like, weird. They used to call me white girl, like, at Bayside, and I'd just be like, maybe no, like, I'm just a little bit more, you know, polished because of where I've been at. Right. So, I do agree. I think code switching is definitely a good skill to have in your back pocket, but with all that being said, I'm saying that to say, sometimes I think that it just showed me really who I was, because at Bayside, I wasn't loud in the morning. I was actually, like, very reserved because we had multiple people already being loud. I didn't need to, you know, I was just being myself. And the more I really, like, sat with myself, especially, like, when I went through Bayside, I started to really realize, like, who I was. And, like, I had this polished side of me. I have, like, a very... And sometimes she can get a little crazy. She can get a little
laughing. That's I love me a good hood jam. Yeah. I love...
So we exactly though. So I agree with you, and I think it's a good skill to have in your back pocket. Yeah, honestly,
I felt the same way. Like, cause for middle school, I went to a school out here.
Okay.
And then I moved to, like, the Alexandria, Northern Virginia, D.C. area, and over there, like, they would call, I felt very polished. Like, I had, like, it was groups, because there was, like, 5,000 students in my school. Like, it was so big, and, yeah, there was a lot of people there, so there was different groups, but I hung out with every group. Like I was the athlete, but then, I was also, like, you know, with the culture stuff, and then I just, I don't know, I talked to everybody, but I had it. So then when I moved there, I just felt like they would call me whitewashed. But then when I moved back here, I felt very out of place. Like, I felt out of place there, but then I got comfortable. But then I moved back here, and it was like, I felt out of place here, which was weird. Because, like, I was over there thinking of this place as home, you know?
Yeah. I know exactly.
And then I came back, and I was like, what is this? Home.
Yeah. That's, yeah, I understand exactly what you're talking about. So do you feel like when you were at the other school, did you feel like you finally like wrapped your head around everything that you were? Because I feel like, honestly, like for me, I realized that like I'm still that loud person. Like at work now, I'm still that loud person. I'm still nice. I still like speak and say good morning to everybody. But everybody's not like that. You get what I'm saying? So do you feel like that's who you really are? Like when you were out of town, not out of town, but like in Richmond and you were going to school there, do you feel like that was the version of you that you really are? And then you came back home. Like, did you have to like fit yourself into a new version of yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. But you didn't, so you didn't really get to sit in the same Richmond version girl.
Alexandria. Yeah. At first, like I said, it was kind of awkward because I was a new girl. I was a new girl so many times. But then, like, eventually, like, I met my people and I, like, felt comfortable. And I felt like I was, like, finally being able to, like, be comfortable. And they were like, we're not moving again. So I was like, bow. Like, I'm with my girls. And then, and then I moved again. And I was like,
you know, God has a very weird way of just, you know,
it happened for a reason. Realistically, if I didn't move here, I probably wouldn't have passed my cosmetology state board.
Oh, wow.
Like, just, like, how strict Botec was and, like, how they really had us in our books, like, and I passed with a pretty good score, but, like,
that's good, though.
Even if I just barely passed, like, I feel like it would, I would have had to lock in a lot harder there. Than I did here.
That. That's good, though. He put you up for you to succeed. I know it's harder in the moment, but...
But you see it looking back. All, his blessings are disguised, but they come through. Hello.
Okay, period. That's one thing I love, like, the track record that he, like, has of just, like, doing things, even when I don't understand them, or I don't like how things are, like, happening at the moment.
And I, like, I just can't see it. And you just have to, like, believe, but, like,
faith is a good thing, okay?
And you have to have it.
And if you don't, you just kind of like... Not the best feeling to have.
It's not.
I be feeling like nowadays, I don't be having nothing to give sometimes. I just literally have to, like, when I be having problems, I be like, you know what? It's too much already going on in my life that I have to think about. I'm literally giving this to God.
I be like, you look at me and say... It's in God's hands. Yeah, you keep it and you keep it moving.
Exactly.
You keep it moving.
So, you mentioned three moments that really stuck with you and stuck with me as well. When you when you tore your ACL, cosmetology school, and then different cultures where it all, like, showed an identity crisis that you were low-key feeling like you were going through. And then the tunnel that you took to get out of it, which really turned to identity shift. So... That hit me, like I said, because I had to deal with something familiar. You know, being labeled as, like, whitewashed or just, like, white girl for a long time.
You from the country, like, no.
You know, it made me question myself and who I was supposed to be and who I was supposed to, like, show up as. So, what did being around different, like, backgrounds show you about, like, how similar people are? Because you also still are, like, in a salon with people that are Russian. And some people will, like, stray away from a situation like that because they feel like, I don't know nobody here, that no one's like me here. And in reality, like, you stood in the unfamiliar. Like, you stood in the foreign, girl. Like,
I feel like growing up biracial, like, I had so many opportunities to learn about so many different cultures. That my dad was Black, my mom's Filipino, but we're from Guam, so, like, that's a whole, those are two different cultures, you know what I mean? So I was real surrounded by a lot of different things. But that just made me so curious, because, like, each culture has so many cool things about it. And, like, there are so many cultures that I don't know about, so that made me really interested in, like, learning languages and just learning other cultures. years. So working there, just I just saw it as an opportunity to, like, you know, I'm learning Ukrainian. Привіт, як справи?
Oh, okay. Okay. What did you say? What did you say the whole
time? I said, hey, how are you?
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Добре, добре.
Period. No, like, see, yeah. Some people would have ran away from that. Because, girl, I would have graduated with an advanced diploma if I would have took Spanish the second time. But I was like, baby, I ain't taking Spanish the second time. I'm sorry. I'm good. But I regret it now. Yeah. I feel like, you know, like, you could have did that. Yeah. But
it's okay. You can still learn Spanish.
Yeah, girl. What's that app called?
Duolingo. That's okay, exactly what I'm using. That is exactly what I'm using, actually.
Period. Yeah, that's exactly what I was talking about. How do you feel like those mixed family dynamics kind of shaped who you are now? Or do you feel like it kind of did?
A little bit. I had to learn to code switch, so I feel like it's made me very versatile. Like, I can really hang out with anyone. I can listen to any, like, I listen to everything except country. Okay, period. But I listen to everything else, like,
ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of country.
Nothing's wrong.
I'm gonna go downtown. Okay, take a song. Never mind. That was all I have for y'all, really. I like a little country song.
The only country song I know is the one that's like, and I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped up four wheel drive.
Okay, period. The song sounds sick, next but I don't time, know it.
Next time he'll think before he cheats.
Yeah. Period. Yep. Period. Yeah.
Go slash your man's tires.
No, maybe I'm kidding. I don't listen to country enough. So, you count Beyonce album as a country album?
Oh, they're going to hate me.
No?
I mean, I do, but I didn't listen to it.
Oh, I don't blame you. You know, I ain't going to say my ideas on.
Yeah.
You know, her and. Yeah. Lifestyle she lives.
Yeah.
Damn, I think she's a beautiful girl.
She is. She's a baddie. You know, I have to rep the natural hair girls.
Okay.
Hello. But we digress.
Okay, period. I don't want nobody following me, bitch. But nonetheless.
You know her fans crazy.
Exactly. Nonetheless. So I know, like, with all of this being said, you did have to choose, like, curiosity and, like, the faith in yourself throughout all these different seasons of your life. Do you feel as if when it came down to, like, your identity shift in general, do you feel like this shaped or played a part in, like, the person that you are today? Or do you feel like this is something that you kind of still are working through?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. If I didn't go through those things, I wouldn't be as trusting in God. Mm-hmm. Like, because that low-key forced me in a corner. Like, you either trust me or you crash out. And, like, yeah. At this point, I was tired of crashing out. What's it called? I feel like, and so now, like, I live a very stress-free life because I don't really believe in coincidences. Like, everything happens for a reason.
Exactly.
Where at a point in time, I'd tweak because, like, oh, like, this is happening, but this wasn't supposed to happen.
I mean,
and
sometimes
I still feel that way, but you just gotta put it in God's hands and move past. I got enough stuff going on. I don't even have time to think about
that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No.
What did that experience show you about, like, who you're becoming today more so?
I definitely believe that I wouldn't be as determined and goal-oriented. Like,
if you didn't go through those.
Yeah, like, my days are, like, class at 9, work at 2. Like, I have clients, and then I go to the gym at, like, 9 p.m. I get home at, like, 11, up at 7. Like, but I wouldn't be willing to do those things if I never felt how it is to, like, physically not be able to leave my bed.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. You take things for granted sometimes.
Yeah.
Like you said, like, with your ACL and you having to sit down. Sometimes God sits us down for a motherfucking reason.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's gonna tell you you need to slow down, and if you don't heed that warning, he gonna sit you down.
No.
Whether you like, and it's usually in the most inconvenient times, but it always ends up better in the end. So.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes you have to
trust that.
Exactly. And sometimes you have to really go through that shift. Like, I'll be telling my homegirls that as well. Like, and it's so hard to be in that, like, season. Mm-hmm. And, like, because I've been the person that's been in the middle of it. And then mm-hmm. also been the person that's, like, been on the side of the bed telling somebody else that, like, hey, like, girl, like, God is sitting you down for this reason. Right. Like, don't even, like, stress it like this. Like, you know what you would have been doing mm-hmm. and how you've been living. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just gotta sit down. So, you're 100% right. Like, I don't like that feeling, though.
Mm-mm. I'd be sick.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
Just wait. And I'm praying for patience.
Yeah, it makes you look back on all the times, like you said. Like, I remember when I could walk. It makes me take a granted. Like, now I can, I'll be able to walk now.
Yeah. I was on bed rest. I was on bed rest twice.
Yeah.
3 months each. I'm gonna do as much as I can while I can.
Exactly.
But it's just, like, things that we're born with, we definitely do take advantage of until we see how it feels to not have it.
Yeah.
Like, to not be able to shower by myself because I can't stand in the shower. Like, that was real humbling. I'm a grown-ass woman.
Yeah. No, you're 100% right. And I feel that completely. I talk to so many people, like, over the phones, like, at my job. Like, let me, like, feeling that way. And it makes me takes my life. Helps me be more accountable about just
more grateful.
More grateful. More grateful about what I can do, because, like, one day, girl, I was literally crying the other night. I was like, one day I'm gonna be 60 fucking years old.
No, literally.
Like, I'm 20 now.
Like, I just got my car, so, like, sometimes when I'm driving, I'm like, it's 7 in the morning and I'm driving to work.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not in high school. It's 7 in the morning and I'm driving to work.
No, yeah. No, literally, I get that completely. And it's like, and then it makes you just think back, because I remember when I wanted to get out of high school so bad. Like, mm-hmm. now I'm thinking about, like, damn, when the fuck I ain't gonna have no job?
Right.
I don't wanna, when am I gonna be able to sit the fuck down? But, like, people that be retired, mm-hmm. they be ready to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they genuinely be ready to go back to work, be trying to find stuff to do around the house. And I don't blame them.
Low-key, I've been working since I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't imagine myself not working,
not doing something.
Yeah,
exactly.
But like, that also, that's why I like having my cosmetology license and like mm-hmm. pursuing like beauty, because even when I am retired, I can still
have your lessons in your back pocket.
Yeah,
when it's something that you love, though, it's different, you know. Like,
yeah,
it's very different. I wouldn't mind doing this. I wouldn't mind doing it for the rest of my life. But right. Maybe working a 9-to-5
mm.
for somebody else.
Heavy on for somebody else.
I then have also started thinking about it, like, we really get paid for our time.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it is $20 an hour, I'm spending $20 an hour. I don't know if $20 an hour is really worth me working on somebody else's business when I can be working on my own.
Right.
You know, like,
cause I'm really making you money.
Yeah, we're really paying for time, babe. I'm gonna need 80 from you. I'm gonna need 80 from you for each hour.
Baby, my time, you can't even, like money can't even buy my time. Like, I'm here because I want to and you happen to be paying me.
Okay. No, literally. I understand that completely. But, you know, God puts us in positions, I fear, for certain reasons.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna just enjoy the journey until
Right.
till my time comes.
Yeah, you gotta fall in love with the process.
You do. Definitely in the middle of it, for sure. Yeah. And even, like, in the course of, like, an identity crisis, like, you do have to fall in love with the process and, like, the unfamiliar and mm-hmm. the unforeign and what you're not used to before you can even fall in love with, like, the after part. I, like, know, like, me switching schools
mm-hmm.
changed me. Like, I would not have been the person that I am today if I would have still went to that school. I would have been very comfortable and just, like, where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Me, like, stepping out made me become, like,
yeah.
literally her. Like, bitch.
Yeah,
like,
literally her.
I don't know if I would have been her if I would have went to that school.
Right.
Mm, probably her, but I don't know if I would have been, like,
literally her.
I'm so weak. But Autumn, is there anything else you want to talk to the people about? Anything you want to leave them with before?
Stay up, pray up, make money.
Okay, period. And that's from Autumn.
Yeah.
Janae.
Miss Autumn Janae.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm so thankful that you did come and talk to me on of the course. Orange couch today.
She's comfortable.
Okay, yeah, Tuttle, come on up here.
Pull
thank
up.
You, please. Very much. I'm wishing you all your flowers and everything that you... Y'all, Autumn's like a little sister for me. Like,
yeah, my
this
baby.
Is my girl. Like, I'm not going to lie. So I love you, Dale.
Love
thank you for
more.
Coming on the orange couch. I of appreciate course. You. And I'm just wishing you... everything and all your I'm wishing you so many flowers in your future endeavors. And
thank you.
Where can they follow you at?
Oh yes.
No, y'all gonna be wanting to talk to my girl after this.
My Instagram is Autumn Janae, AutumnJahnaeE. And so is my TikTok.
Period. And you guys can also, can we book you? Can I book you?
Oh, yes. I work at Vogue Lashes and Spa. There's a, if you look that up, you can book on our website.
Tell them what you do as well.
Oh, I do nails. We do natural nail services. So we do classic manicures, gel manicures. We do European manicures.
Oh, okay.
It's all Russian. All of the products are like imported from like Russia and Ukraine. So they're all really good for your, like mm-hmm. we, what skins. Else do we do? Yes, it's very good, healthy for like your nails and your skin. We do facials there. We do Botox there.
Oh, no, that's
there.
Right.
What
facials?
Else? We do permanent makeup, laser hair removal. Get you that laser hair removal. Oh my gosh.
For real?
Yes. And it's so good. It's worth the money.
Wait, where is this at? What city?
There, we have 15 locations. I work at the ODU location okay. and the East Beach location, which is, like, out Ocean View.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also one in, like, Sandbridge, Marina Shores, Town Center, oh. Little Neck.
Oh, they have 15 locations in Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh,
one in Richmond. One in Richmond.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, you got me on the facials, though. I was genuinely
the
just thinking
are so
about
teeny.
That.
Get yeah. you, I'm going to get you. We're going to get you booked for a dermaplaning before I leave.
Don't get me sick, girl. Tell me what a good time.
I love dermaplaning. We got massages, like full body massages. It's so teeny there. I love it. Oh. I love it.
Yes, y'all. Go book. And y'all... please follow my girl on all social yes. medias. You also can follow, you know, Lily Her Podcast, Lily Her on Instagram, the Lily Her Podcast on all other platforms. Listen to it on the Apple Podcast, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope to see you guys in the next episode. And kisses on both cheeks. I'm so happy that y'all watched this episode. This was
yes,
so nice talking
thank
you.
To you. Yes, I missed you
this.
So much.
This felt like a normal car ride. Yes. You know, I love this.
Little throwback.
No, literally. Period. But y'all have a blessed one and have a good week on purpose. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.